ChatGPT AI altcoins.
These two projects are bringing ChatGPT to the blockchain.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by Kyberswap.
Kyberswap is a DEX and DEX aggregator, which is built to facilitate all your DeFi needs in one single platform.
Fast, cheap, and safe.
User experience is Kyberswap's sole focus to make everyone's life better in DeFi. Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be talking about altcoins that are bringing ChatGPT to the blockchain.
This is really important because ChatGPT brought on a million users in the first 5 days. It's receiving a valuation of $29 billion. There's Microsoft talking about incorporating ChatGPT, potentially overtaking Google. So if you haven't been paying attention, if you're not familiar with what ChatGPT is, it's an artificial intelligence platform where you can ask it questions, you can tell it what to do, and it takes these really complex ideas and can do it in a fucking millisecond.
Yeah, so I mean, ChatGPT is by far the biggest story of tech. I mean, 2023 is only a few weeks old, but this has now set the precedent for what I believe to be the largest narrative of the year, which is artificial intelligence. You know, tech people everywhere are talking about it. As Josh said, you can ask it, you know, the most complex question with multiple variables. Like, say, for example, give me a fitness and nutrition plan for a 30-year-old guy who wants to lose 20 pounds but is a vegan and lives in Europe. And then it'll just spit out, in 3 seconds, it'll spit out this thing. Or it can be like, write me an essay about the economic impact of climate change on the Australian economy, but in the style of mid-century Shakespeare.
Yeah.
And it'll spit out this insane essay.
In three seconds. Yeah.
So it's really the first consumer-facing AI app that's like really blown people's minds. And now what we're seeing is the translation into the crypto market, because we're seeing all these projects that are building AI technology, the same or similar to ChatGPT, really explode. And if you've been following us on Twitter or Discord, you've seen me be picking these projects before they pump. So what we're going to do is today is highlight the two projects that are working on technology that is most similar to ChatGPT, talk about why we like them, and some interesting things that they're building.
Should we start with the large cap or the small cap first?
Let's go with the large cap.
Okay. So this first project has a $370 million fully diluted market cap. Relatively small when you factor in that ChatGPT is $29 billion. I'm not saying this is the exact same thing, but it's created something known as Character GPT. So this is, it trades under the ticker ALI, Ali, and it's Alethea AI. The token is Artificial Liquid Intelligence.
Yeah, so this one is, it's backed by Mark Cuban, Crypto.com, and Alameda. Yeah, so I mean, you know, we don't know about Alameda, but it has some brand names behind it because the technology is really, really interesting. And what Character GPT is, it's basically like ChatGPT, except it's visual, 3D, and interactive. So you can build these custom characters who you can then talk to and ask questions. So one of the examples was, where did I have it? It was like, build a Japanese girl who is a cyberpunk hacker. And then it builds you this custom avatar who you can then ask about cybersecurity and hacking and privacy because it's a cyberpunk hacker. And it's really doing this in real time. And it's, think about the use cases for this technology.
Yeah, so it's text to character creation. And it does it really quickly too. Like it's instant.
Mm-hmm.
It can be, you can use this in so many different ways. Virtual assistants, and you go onto a website and you're looking for some help. You can have this avatar created and communicate with the customers. Legal assistance, et cetera.
Yeah, I think the potential use cases for all these virtual coaches, customer service representatives, just like virtual companions. You know, people are lonely. People are lonely out here, post-pandemic. To create your own custom virtual companion that you can talk to every day and it learns about you, and then it can, help you reach your goals or help you do this and this and this. I think bringing AI and what they're doing is they're bringing this AI and chat character GPT technology and integrating it into NFTs. And we know Mark Cuban's a big NFT guy. He sees a long-term application in the blockchain use of NFTs. So by merging AI and NFTs like this, I think it has a massive potential.
So it's known as INFTs. So intelligence into NFTs. So it's interactive, intelligent, interoperable. The cool thing about after the character is created, so you type in what you're looking for, like you want ChatGPT, and then it creates this character. It's then a tokenized character, so like an NFT, but it's an upgrade version of what we currently think of as NFTs. And then this character can be customized, so you can start to train it. You can teach it things. It can teach you things. And so it's very interactive. And I think this could have a really big utility when eventually the metaverse starts to come back into play again at a later date as well. Interesting, their world's first INFT was named Alice through Aletheia, and it was auctioned on June 10th of 2021 for $478,000.
Wow.
It did a YouTube live where it answered questions in real time.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's basically like ChatGPT on steroids, this technology. So yeah, I think, you know, we identified this before it ran for about 200 to 300%.
Yeah.
Because we said, look, this is a really cool piece of technology, but I think, you know, if AI continues to trend through 2023, like we think it will, and these guys are just, this character GPT hasn't even launched yet. We're still early to it, right?
Yeah.
So once we actually see it roll out and then we see it, you know, Aletheia AI partners with X company to build virtual assistants for their company, legal and whatever it is, you know, there's so many use cases that you have to keep an eye on the Ali token and Aletheia AI. What's the market cap right now? Maybe 40 million.
Without it being fully diluted.
Yeah. So it is still fairly new. So it's like what, 15, 20% of tokens in circulation.
16%. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that is definitely one thing to keep an eye on. There is still a lot of tokens to be released. However, I think with the strength of the technology and the hype-based narrative for AI, this is one token that you have to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. So we'll jump into the next one. This is also another one that if you follow us on our socials, it's one that we like to talk about a lot. And it's one that we tried to identify before, you know, the masses did as well. And this is Viot. We talked about in our top four AI altcoins. Mm. I think this one needs further attention due to the fact that it was built in partnership with IBM.
Yeah, so this is you know, still a small cap gem. The fully diluted market cap on Viot is still like around 50 million or less. So I think it's up around 500% since we first identified it on Discord and Twitter and in our TikTok and Instagram videos. But yeah, so it's intelligence services developed in partnership with IBM, and it's also the first VFAA regulated digital asset. So it fits into the line with regulation that we've been talking about.
Right. So this is really interesting because it's slightly different from ChatGPT and CharacterGPT. So Viot, is what it's able to do is automate and create intelligent contracts. So I could see this wiping out a lot of jobs. You know, if you're a legal assistant, for example, there's all this paperwork they have to do. You know, you got to come into the office, etc. With this, what you can do is have a phone call with it, and it will automate, you know, what it is that you're looking for. And so let's say you're doing an automotive contract or something like that. It's a smart contract and it's on the blockchain. And then once all the requirements are met, then it finalizes and spits it out.
Yeah. So it's like, if you're selling your car to someone or an insurance, something like that. You tell it all the information about yourself and your history and your car, and you upload the screenshots and your license plate and all that stuff. And then it gets in touch with the other person, it gets the other information, and then it creates, you know, in the best sense of the word, a smart contract.
Yeah.
And it delivers, it does the work of what would be multiple people doing it. And the use cases for this can be car sales, insurance, legal people. You know, there's a lot of commercially viable opportunities for this technology. And again, it's built with IBM tech. It's built with IBM AI tech. So yeah, this is a legit project. I think, again, we're still at early stages with this because it hasn't really been rolled out to consumer use yet. But when you look at the trend of it's very similar to ChatGPT, but it's more like ChatGPT built for commercial enterprise cases as opposed to, like, you know, us going on to ChatGPT and asking us like funny questions, or, you know, asking us to write an essay or asking us like that kind of stuff. So it's a really interesting kind of specific use case. But yeah, Viot, I think, is still an absolute hidden gem.
Yeah, and it's still in the proof of concept stage. So again, like we talked about with CharacterGPT and the fact that, you know, it's not mainstream yet. the fact that this is still kind of almost in beta testing still, once it actually gets launched and, you know, it's consumer facing, you know, that's when you could really see something like this project rip.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you have to just keep an eye on these narratives. So I know AI tokens have really pumped lately, but I think you're going to see this continue to go. All you're going to have to see is for a big company like Amazon or Meta or Apple or Google or whoever come out and do a huge headline or an acquisition or a direction in terms of AI, and you're going to see the entire AI sector pump again. So what you need to do is get all these AI tokens, put them on your watch list. You could try to find good entries if you missed, you know, if you're not following us on Twitter and you missed the early entries that we got. But all, you know, it's narratives are based around hype and headlines. So when you see Amazon bringing AI chatbot into their e-commerce marketplace, boom, all these AI tokens will probably rip. So keep these small and mid caps, Vyout and Ally, on your watch list. And yeah, I think it's going to be an exciting year around AI.
So, you know, if you guys like this episode, please make sure to hit the like button. You know, maybe there's some AI altcoins that we've missed over our two previous episodes, this one and then our top four altcoins. You know, if you guys are gem hunters like us and you want to let us know in the comments, we do read them all. So let us know. And then make sure you tune to the next episode,
because that one's going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.